I thought Piggott was here. I'm like, well, fuck, man.
Yeah, we brought him over.
I was
recording, so don't say your social security number.
I'm like, fuck, did you get Piggott in on this? And I was like, banging out a page every 15 minutes.
Damn.
Here, these are yours.
What?
I was going to give them to Sergeant Greg. He's a fan of yours from the American sector. Are we recording now?
Good. Yeah.
Do you have soda water?
I do not. No.
Pull that chair over. Sorry,
this chair.
I have water and beer and whiskey and wine.
That's all right. That's all right.
I was going to have Thanksgiving with their family in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, this was one of the dumbest ideas I ever had.
Really?
Like, it sounds like a great idea. Like,
sounded good so far.
Sounds like I'm going to drive across the country and visit all my friends.
Yeah. Both of them. Right.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write. I'm going to just hunker down and write. And I'm not wrong.
No.
This is where society is wrong.
Okay.
And I am right.
All right.
All right.
Lay it on us.
I can't fault anyone for having a cat.
Right.
I'm allergic to cats.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, but I'm allergic to them.
Right.
So the first part of the trip so far was all right. Went and visited Atham.
Mm.
Atham don't have cats.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on top of coming off of the health issues I had, and then I catch a cold, I'm coughing,
okay.
Get to Vegas, do my first real hike, I think I'm fully recovered.
Typhoid Cappy here.
God, yep. Worse than Sturzinger. I'm a worse petri dish than her. Fucking hell. So we visit Atham.
Right.
It's all good. Sleeping on the floor, that's fine.
Yeah.
I even had a cigar. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Then we go visit my other buddy in Salem, Oregon. We go for a hike. He's got a dog, but they clean up the dog. That's fine.
Yeah.
Then the problems start when I get to Seattle. So my buddy who I normally would crash in with Seattle, she has a dog and a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's of the boomer or millennial, even though she's neither, philosophy of, well, animals are allowed to defecate and urinate in the carpet. And so I spent one day there last year. And you know the people who have cat pee, they don't really smell the cat pee anymore.
Right, because it's there all the time.
Because it's there all the time. Yeah, well.
Well.
And she forewarned me saying, well, Mittens, or whatever the cat's name is, has some kidney trouble. I'm like, you know why my cat will never, if I were to get a cat, which I would never do you know why my cat will never have kidney trouble?
Have the kidneys taken out.
No, I would put a 22 bullet in its head and end its life humanely.
Right.
No, oh, no, we gotta give it medicine.
Keep it alive.
Keep hooking it up.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
Keep it on life support.
1980s horror science fiction show, The Cat Without a Body. It's a mechanical cat. Because Little Mittens has to stay alive.
Oh, yeah. Those people, yeah.
So I am then forced, after a long going from Salem, took the GF along the 101 to avoid Portland. So this was 12 hours of driving. Getting a little tired.
Yeah.
Taxing the system. Get to TJ's that night. Fine. TJ. TJ apparently must have Eskimo blood or something in him. Because he likes keeping the house a balmy 35 degrees.
Oh.
And he has this little heater. Little
kind of like me. Good job, TJ.
No, your have I ever complained about your heat?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you turned it up a little.
Time.
Right, yeah, but this is
this
nice.
This place is warm. God, it's 75 in here. I'm burning
perfect.
Up.
This is perfect.
I am burning up. I had the windows open before you showed
this
up.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Dude, this is terrible. This is
operating, like the Borg operated at what, 70 degrees?
So
you ever watched this Star Trek?
Yeah, I just didn't know the temperature. I'm not that much of a Star Trek geek. Wow, listen, he's geeking out here. He knows the operating temperature of the Borg.
Geek in disguise. No, I remember watching a Star Trek thing. Where they said...
Well, no, I thought it was hotter, because it was in the movie when the Borg invaded the Enterprise, it started getting hotter. Because I remember in First Contact, Next Generation, because Geordi's leaving, he's like, find out why it's so hot in here, because the Borg hijacked the Enterprise.
Okay, maybe it was... Okay.
And cranked up the temperature, so I think the Borg like it hot.
Well, whatever.
Whatever, they got an operating temperature.
Borg has an operating temperature, Cappy's got an operating temperature.
But TJ and the Great One have a normal operating temperature.
No, well, he has subarctic. you would be freezing. And so he gets a fire going in the fireplace, which heats up that one room, but not the rest. Now, thankfully, he had other heaters and all that.
Right.
So I dealt with that. And I love TJ to death. He's like a little brother I wish I had.
Very little.
He's bigger and stronger, but he's...
But younger.
Yeah, significantly younger, but he's a good guy. There's very few people that have an honest heart like him. But that guy is going so stir-crazy up in that cabin because I told him, you know, you're an author. I'm an author. He's a real journalist, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm a blogger. I'm a fake journalist. You know, but this is a real investigative. This guy's a pro. I'm like, TJ, I want to sit and write. This book has got to get done. I want it done before the Christmas. We're going to sit and write. I'm thinking cabin in the Cascades, possibly snow. He's him smoking his pipe.
Isolated.
Quiet. Him and I just hammering away at the laptop. Ching. Ching. Maybe the train even going in the background because there's a train like you have. He's got a train
that
goes to supplies Boeing with parts.
Nice.
And we just sit there and be very, not Norman Rockwell.
Mm.
Who's the guy down in the Florida Keys that drank a lot? Author.
Hemingway.
We'd sit there with our pipes.
Right.
And we'd know 95% what we were on, but the 5%, TJ, let me run this past you. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I see that. Oh, I'd rewrite it that way. Good idea. Ching. Ching. No.
No.
It's like he hasn't seen a human being in 5 years. Like he's stationed in Mars and he just is. Oh my God! Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, and then I realized I'm no longer kind of really talking to a sentient human being. It's just a human just downloading or dumping everything. And I'm like, author time. Like you'd write your bestseller, and then we'd have the story to tell on the Conan O'Brien show. I remember writing that book. With TJ
and I wrote our bestseller. I distinctly,
you know, 50 years from now, I distinctly remember the smell of the type of tobacco. It was mahogany blue, and it was grown in Virginia. And no, it was just this kid needs to talk to people. And so I thankfully had to work the next day. And all I did was hide out at the coffee store in time, which has, try one of those truffles.
Moonstruck truffles.
Yeah. All right. I had a couple.
That's all right. You had quality testing.
Yeah. I'm going to be curious about your opinion of them. They're only a dollar a piece.
For a box?
No, a dollar each, yeah. Sergeant Gregg and their fam, they didn't want booze enough. Yeah, so so I had those. So, and I would just sit there and write. Inevitably, I'd get sick and tired of sitting there, and I'd have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had a meetup, and then TJ, oh, bye. Like, okay, I'm going to accelerate the timetable then. I'm going to leave a day early. Going to get down to Rob. I know Rob, he got to work. Okay. So I drive from Leavenworth, Washington, not down through Boise, but I go through Coeur d'Alene because a buddy of mine from Rapid City lives there. So I had brunch with her and her new boyfriend. This is the one who owns Jarvis the dog, the French bulldog who helped me out that one time.
Yep, I remember Jarvis.
Got to meet Jarvis again, too. He remembers me, I think. Then I got to go over the panhandle, past Butte, down south, Salt Lake City. 16 hours on the road.
Oh.
I decided to do a podcast while doing that. My voice is a little bit gone, but I'm like, I'm all right. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I pull into Rob's place. Guess what? Two cats.
Oh.
Throat just goes right back to being sick. I wake up. My eyes are bloodshot red, coughing, gasping, wheezing. I'm like, God damn it. So now I know. I gotta get back on the road. I could do one more night. I took some Sudafed or whatever it is.
Something.
Some anti-allergy thing.
Sure.
So I went to the brew house, and it's just another espresso. I've spent over $3,000 on espresso alone on this
trip. Right.
And I just hang around, you know, typing at the brew pub, and then I go back, crash at his place. What time you gotta leave tomorrow, you thinking there, Cappy? I'm like, oh, I don't know, maybe 9 or 10. You know, it's only 7 hours to Fort Collins. Well, I gotta go to work at 5:45. I'm like, fuck, God. So, I'm like, okay. So I set my alarm for 5:15 a.m., thinking I'm going to go to bed early. Guess what Rob has in common with TJ?
He hasn't talked to anybody.
I'm like, and this is after we did a podcast, so he had plenty of time. I'm like, ah, we'll get it, you know.
Right. I mean, sure.
Right, you know, and I don't
mind. Hell, I'm already almost talked out. Right. Yeah, it's, I ain't got that much to go, yeah.
So I didn't get to bed until midnight last night.
Jesus.
And so then I, sure enough, I'm driving, and I'm coughing. I had ruptured a blood vessel in my eye the last time I had a cough. I'm looking. I'm like, did I rupture another one? My eyes are getting red again. I was like, fuck. So now that I'm here, okay, I'm on this side of the mountains.
Yeah.
Right? Shit better fucking, no cats.
Oh.
I don't need you downloading me. I'm not your therapist. I'm not your emotional tampon. I don't give a shit about your dating life. And then I came in, like, because I knew you were working. And I came in on 287. That's right. Quicker. That you don't go all the way to Cheyenne. You come through Laramie.
Right.
Which I've never did before. It's an all right drive.
Okay. No. Yeah, I've never gone that way on 287. Yeah. So.
Well, we went out that way to what? Remington? We went to that cafe.
That one.
Yeah, where I left my credit card.
Yeah, that's true. But I haven't gone past that, I should say.
Okay. So that's it's all right. It's nothing to write home about. But so I'm like, well, the great one is going to be working. I have to write this book.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get this done. I have been losing time because I've just been driving, which I knew was going to happen.
Right.
But I take notes while driving and thinking the chapter through, so I don't waste my entire time. But when I visit people, it's Clary's here, the national asset. He's like the public roads. We can use him.
Yes.
He may not have any objectives or goals of his own.
No.
He is merely a national resource for us to use. So, I was trying to find a coffee shop on the north side. Now, let's see how well you know Fort Collins here, Mr. Great One.
Yeah.
Okay.
How well do I know? All right.
There is a perfectly named coffee store on the north side of town for authors.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you know the name of it?
I'm going to guess that it's Mugs.
No.
No, really?
No, that was second. That was number two.
On the north? Can't
it's
be starting,
on
right.
Willow.
Willow.
Willow and Pine. Pine. Willow and Pine is the intersection. Some new development going up in there. All right. It's the Writer's Cafe.
Really?
Could there be anything more apt?
See, I haven't even heard of this.
Okay. Well,
all right. Well, to fill me in.
So you're not going to get a bigger sign from God than that. I'm going to go to the Writer's. I'm a writer. So I park. I go in. And it's this co-op. Like, immediately it's a jungle. It's a rainforest. And there's all these plants and shit growing.
Okay.
And it stinks. And I look, and I can't tell if it's because of the plant or the people that are in there.
I'd say hippie. Did it
smell
like hippie?
And I was like, yeah, it smelled like hippie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I probably don't know about
it. Right. And I guess it's all a part of the Wolverine co-op.
Oh, that.
Oh, okay. What's the deal with that?
That. It's the Wolverine co-op. It's hippies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just hippies. I don't go near the place. It's hippies.
Don't. It smells.
Yeah. Okay.
Written on the wall, it says, stand up and fight, or get up and fight. And I'm like, fight what? More welfare? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to
fight? What are you going to fight? How much more government spending GDP do you want? What the fuck fight? Fight for what?
Fight for 15.
Oh, okay, well, good
you
for
know,
you.
Fight for women's rights. Yeah. I mean, you know.
They don't have any.
No, they can't control their bodies at all.
They're completely agencyless. They're just automatons.
Mm-hmm. Fight for more public school funding.
More public, right.
Right, right.
So, I did an about face and left out.
Good, okay.
And I'm like, where do I gotta go? And then I saw Mugs Coffee. And I'm like, well, there, that's it. That's a solid backup. So I went there.
Yeah.
And then you.
That was a better choice.
Like the wife I don't have.
Where are you?
What's going on? I know you're in the zone. What are you doing?
Get your ass over here.
You want some split pea soup? Why don't you want split pea soup? Are you hungry?
You want a podcast or you don't want a podcast?
What's going on?
There's shit to do. Fuck, Clary.
So now
I've ruined your zone.
No, I was going to get going relatively soon there. But I was doing good. I was in the zone.
No, I understand. The zone is a good place to
be. The zone is a great place to be.
And some asshole fucks it up for you and pisses you off.
Yep. So now, the next book I'm going to write, I'm completely convinced. I'm going to drive to the middle of nowhere. I'm going to, and see, even the GF, even when I'm home, like when I write a book, I want to do it double time. 16-hour days, it's the jump in the pool instead of ooch in an inch at a time. Like, get over with. This has been the longest time it's taken me. And the GF will come back. Do you want to go do something? No. Well, what did I'm like, I want to get this done. I want to be done with it. So I'm going to find a hotel. I'm going to not tell anyone I'm there. I will not take a phone call. I'm not going to write other shit. I'm not podcasting. I'm going to bang that son of a bitch out in 2 fucking weeks. And yeah, this traveling author and seeing America and seeing my cop. No.
Yeah.
No, not happening. No. So now I'm here. And I got my favorite hotel in Deadwood. I like the Silverado. They got it really cheap. So I'm going to spend a couple days there.
Right on.
I'm going to go visit my buddy down south as well. But I'll be here. We'll hang out. We can do great one stuff. Assuming you have to work or something tomorrow as well, right?
No, I got tomorrow off.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
So, but we can, I'll leave you alone to do some writing for a while.
Let me get some writing done, but I do want to go for a hike, assuming the weather complies.
Yeah, we'll see. It's supposed to fucking snow on Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Today's what, Tuesday?
Tuesday. Yeah, so I haven't looked lately to see what tomorrow looks like.
But yeah, let's
check it out.
We'll go adventure about. We'll get some dirt. You look, I hate, no homo. You are working out.
Dude, look at those guns.
Yeah, but like you have no fat at all. You've gained what? 10 pounds of muscle?
No, trust me. I know, but fat.
And then you got the thing, you're a whole new man, man. The GF isn't gonna believe what you look like.
Telling you.
Yeah.
Dude, just this last weekend, I sat in one of the venues where we work all the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, since I cut everything off, I've been there probably like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to this one guy with the bartenders, and he's like, wait a minute, that's you. I'm like, yeah, like I didn't even recognize you. I mean, people have, there's still people who are not knowing who the hell
you're
I
new,
am.
You're like a new
citizen.
And they've
known me for years.
Yeah, you're a new citizen. No, you got the chiseled jaw and everything going on. You can see your veins and the forearms. No, that's
the steroids, yeah.
Yeah, no, Piggott, be impressed. That's good. I haven't worked out in almost 2 months. Like,
oh my God,
regular
shit.
Well.
I mean, yeah. No, I get it. You're traveling and everything else. Yeah,
that little cancer thing there, too.
Well, yeah. That little
hiccup.
Scare hiccup, yeah.
God, that fucking sucked. But, no, yeah. I mean, you've made drastic improvement. I mean, that's great.
That's right. Remember, boys, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
You
get
must
off
be,
your asses.
You must be so busy working out, you can't podcast for shit because you put out one every 3 weeks or so.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got back in the groove a little bit, and then nothing Friday, nothing. Yeah, I'm like, all right, Cappy's coming. I'll be something for Wednesday. Fuck.
Well, what, work taking it over?
Yeah, I mean, we're sliding into like busy season.
Oh.
So like this last weekend, I was just hammered. We were doing 18-hour days.
I almost went through withdrawal without my Weyland-Yutani stories. But man, this is a nice apartment. Are you used to this much room?
I'm starting to get used to it, yeah.
Wait, hang on. I'm going to look around.
Yeah, you can take the tour. Head that way.
So are you in your kitchen back here?
Kitchen
up.
Over there, yeah.
Wow, a new stove.
Yeah, that's the new stove.
What are you going to muddy it up with?
Oh, it's already dirty. This will eventually be the dining room table. I don't have one yet.
Carpet looks new.
It is new.
Does the fireplace work?
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God, dude, great one.
Yeah, that's a working fireplace.
Any cats come in and visit you?
Yeah, there's a couple of cats.
Really?
Got out here. Got all that space over there.
Oh, you're on the corner. Then.
I'm on the corner. Fuck yes. Good spot for the bicycle and shit.
Sweet.
Got that going on.
New thing here. What about
you can head on that one.
Yeah. You got your weights set here.
Got the weights there. Got the Bathroom there.
And look at the white caulk.
White caulk. Yeah.
This bedroom. The bedroom?
With the, no, this is a small bedroom.
Oh, this is the guest bedroom?
This is my bedroom.
Oh, what do you do with the big bedroom?
What do you think?
Recording equipment?
Yeah. And that's,
they got another bathroom?
Another bathroom.
Holy cow, look at this.
We need to shit at the same time. Man. Yeah, this is the new studio. Remember how small the other one was, though.
Actually, why do you even have this much stuff?
Oh, the Supergirl collection.
There's a Supergirl
collection. I gotta take a picture of that. I gotta take a picture of that and send it to the GF.
Alright.
She'll love that. Okay, yeah, weights. God, I could probably even do weights. What are you doing?
Well, dude, the weight room's right down the hallway.
Well, but do you do these here? Or you carry your weights down to the hallway?
No, these are for in here. But then there's the weight room down the hallway. So you got the bench press thing down there and shit.
Oh, good. I'll probably use.
So you can do real bench press.
I need.
Yeah,
I need. And, if anything, to just.
We got the swimming pool.
Not a big swimming pool guy.
That's all right. Yeah. Got the pool table.
Like an actual shooting pool
thing?
Oh.
You shoot some pool if you're in the pool?
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, aside from complaining, I have not much to say. I'm just very angry and frustrated.
I understand.
Yeah.
I feel that sometimes.
But the book is coming along nicely. And I'm about to finish part two. I'm like a segment and a half away from finishing part two.
Mm-hmm. How many parts?
Just two.
Two parts. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm finishing part one. I'm this close to starting part two. And part two is going to take a fraction of the time to write as part one, because part one was the establishment and the foundation and the infrastructure.
The data and
the
everything.
The data. Oh, God. The data. Well, you got that second chapter, right?
I just had the first chapter.
I didn't send you the second one?
No.
I'll send you the second one.
You had talked about it, but I never got back to you.
Yeah, you could just look at it. You'll be like, holy shit. But the second part is just the lessons to draw from.
Right.
And since I don't have to pull any data, all I can do is screed and rant.
Sure.
And I'm actually quite good at that, if you did not know.
No way.
So I could just go, brr-ching, brr-ching, brr-ching.
Just knock that right off.
Oh, yeah. It's
that'll be easy.
Oh, this is good. Oh. Well, how do you like the new place then?
I'm getting used to it. Almost starting to feel like I live here. Fuck, it's locked. There it is. Mm. Stop falling over.
Any girly girls? I mean, you've made some significant physical improvements. I know you're still probably chasing after 19-year-olds, but have you lowered your standards to 30-year-old women yet?
No, not yet. No. Honestly, I've done almost no girl chasing. In the last couple of months, it's been, with moving, and then we had work shit came up, and then more, and it's just been nuts. I really haven't had time to.
I'd say you put in the effort, man. You might as well go and avail yourself of the opportunity. I'd be really curious to see what your batting average turns into.
Don't worry, I will, as soon as I get some fucking time.
Yeah. Where do you get your wood supply? You and Dr. Perodin going at it or what?
I'm not cool. I buy that shit at the supermarket.
It looks like old busted up pallets.
Like this right here.
It just comes from the fucking.
I think this is a busted up pallet, yeah. Somebody probably has their kid for 50 cents an hour go in there and bust up the pallets.
This is all real trade.
That stuff is. That looks like it's.
That's all came from the same place.
Okay, all right. I know my wood.
I know you know your wood. I don't know your wood. I've never seen your wood.
No.
I've never seen Clary's wood or his white caulk.
Me and Dr. Perodin and DT, we all compare our wood. We compete on our wood. Yeah.
Wood competition.
Yeah. How dry is it? How many cords we got?
Right.
How long is the cord?
Yeah. Wood is important. So, yeah. I just picked my wood up at the store. So.
I'm just trying to think. Well, you had a truck, too. You could haul wood. Although I guess...
I could haul wood.
With the apartment, I mean, what's your heating bill? I mean, it's probably nothing because you're surrounded on three sides.
Oh, well, it's the same. It's all a flat fee.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's you only have that in case you want it.
Yeah, I don't need that to, like... Right, I pay the same amount for utilities every month.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we're in an apartment now, and the electric and heat bill is nothing.
Right.
Because it's just... Because
you're
surrounded.
Insulated. Yeah.
Yeah, we're heavily insulated.
Well, that's how I was at my old place. Yeah, it was like nothing because, the place on each side and I was in the middle and...
Yeah. And we even have a floor above us and below us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. I had my expenses whittled way down at my house back in the WBL. And even this is coming in at a third of those expenses because, you know, you turn the heat up and you're like, oh gosh, open the windows. You know, turn it off. Like 5 minutes later, just turn it off, open the windows. And you almost have to set it to tenths of a degree. Otherwise, it immediately gets too hot or too cold. And, you know, so I think I had like a, between electric and gas, a $30 bill one. You know,
like damn.
October.
So, nice.
Yeah, it's not bad. Oh. Rent's insane, but that's...
Oh, fuck yeah, I bet.
And I'm like looking at the paltry amount of interest I'm earning on my savings, and I'm kind of thinking like, I need to get a house. I need to get this back deployed into a house. And so I'm not losing money to inflation.
Right.
So, what's it? How things otherwise? Alive?
Alive. Yeah, good. I mean, it just ain't got too many stories. It's just been work, work, work. And, I feel like I missed summer. No fucking hiking to speak of. Hardly any trail running.
Yeah, you didn't do, I don't think, one podcast from the trail.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that during that month that I was staying with Rachel and didn't have a place of my own, you know, I thought, oh, yeah, I'll get a lot of shit done because that didn't work out that way at all.
No.
Between commuting from the south side of Fort Collins up here for work and then doing work. And
you had the other job.
Yeah. And then everything just, yeah, so it's like, oh, shit, I thought that was going to be my month of hiking and stuff, and it was no hiking whatsoever.
There's instances in your life where it's like you don't know it, but the next 2 months you're not doing jack fuck all shit. Like when we had to move and all that, that was a month gone.
Yeah.
Packing up, moving in, selling place, all that.
Fuck yeah.
This month has been, I wouldn't say a waste, but it's not the efficiency. And you just got to sometimes just stay in your home environment. You got to be at the Northern Command or your Central Command. Because all the shit is there, and there's all these efficiencies that you're unaware of that are in the background.
That you've built over time.
Yeah, but you forgot about them. Right. But they're just there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's one of the things that I think that's a part of it. So, like, first, you know, like, I move out of the old place, had to put everything in storage.
Mm-hmm.
So then I got to take everything out of storage and bring it here. It's not like moving from point A to point B. You're going point A to point B, point B to point C. So there's, you know, three times as much time right there. And then, so yeah, now I'm here and I'm going through that. It's like, oh shit, I don't have a place for this. Mm-hmm. I don't have a system for that. It's like, oh, I need to buy this. Because, you know, in the old place, I had a place for everything. I had a system for everything. I had everything I needed as far as...
What was it? 17 furniture, years? Furniture,
rug, what the fuck ever. Yeah, something like that.
I mean, you had it streamlined down by that time.
Yeah, I did. That's what I'm saying. I've spent like, in the last 2 or 3 months, however long I've been here, shit, I've spent like $3,000.
Like going to Target, Home Depot. Buying shit that I need.
Just, you know, shit like a carpet for the bathroom.
Right.
And shit. And it's like, yeah, I had all this down. My home expenses in the old place were like zero because I had everything.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I am not looking forward to, because even moving into the apartment, we had that. Like, oh, we got to get this. We got to get that. Oh, we need shelving. Let's go to shelving.
Oh,
get
God, shelving. Yes, I'd buy shelving.
Then thank God you're by yourself, because then I got the GF. What kind of shelving? I don't give a shit. Just get
shelving
it.
Shelving that holds up stuff.
Go there. Go. We're throwing it away. When we. Do you like the gray or do you like the brown? Like, fuck you. I don't go. Get it. I'm busy. I'm an important fucking author. I'm an asshole.
Oh, God.
The world's listen only professional. Shit, guys. You're asking me if I want gray or white? I don't care.
He's an author.
I'm an author. Big time author.
Yeah, you and Maddox.
Yeah. Oh, it was funny. I was at one of the many coffee stores I stopped at.
Uh-huh.
I'm banging away, and the guy says, oh, what are you working on? I'm like, oh, I'm writing a book. Really? I'm an author too. Da, 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 da.
Oh, God,
I forgot the name, and he was telling me about it was something fiction, not science fiction. What's the other? Fantasy fiction? With swords and things? Swords.
Swords?
Swords.
Okay.
Barbarians.
Swords. Just checking. I thought sword could be a thing.
No.
I don't know.
And so I did look up his...
So like urban fantasy?
I didn't
even... Or real fantasy?
I was busy.
Right, right.
Because the world now knows I am a national asset.
Right.
I am a public resource for everyone to apparently bother.
Yeah.
And I'm just... do people not get it? Like, you're sitting there like Beethoven going away on a piano. And I must look like I'm engaged. GF, hey, what do you want for dinner? And I gotta stop. I'm like, oh, were you writing? No, I was randomly punching keys on this keyboard. So I'm sitting at the, you know, kind of, and I guess it's all right. What are you working on? Because he probably saw it. I'm like, oh, me too. Oh, yeah, what's the name of your book? Yeah, well, look it up. If you like that, you should. Oh, okay, so then he left, thankfully. I looked it up, like two reviews. 105 pages. I'm like, oh, God, just... No, let me understand, explain something. When I'm in the coffee store, I'm the only real author there.
Oh, okay.
I'm the only one that makes a living at it, see? Going to these... I went to the other one, and all the students, oh, they're solving the problems of the world. Some environmental group sat next to me, and they were talking about Minnesota.
Oh!
And they're like, so we're going to go to the Boundary Waters, and I was trying to listen, like, are they helping or are they hurting? And they're talking about,
hurting.
Yeah, probably.
It's a given.
And they're talking about copper mining. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there's copper mines up there. There's iron mines, but it's not copper mines. And something to do with the bird patterns. And so we have to go for this cleanup site. I'm like wondering, do these mining companies in near the Boundary Waters called the Iron Range, do they know there's like this table of Fort Colorado dipshits thinking that, like, who decreed you guys? Like, what did you, were you just bored? You decided you're going to like save the Boundary Waters? And then I thought they were more on the left side. Like, they're not going to help mining companies take care or be responsible. They're just going to attack them. Like, so there's also a lot of Native American communities up there. So what we could do is we could talk to the Native American communities down here in Colorado and see how they do with things. And I'm like, God, what a bunch of people wasting their time. Like, and all the liberal. And I was peering over people doing their homework to see if there was math or if it was just text. And there was a calculus book, so I was like, okay. Yeah, and then a girl was doing some math. I'm like, all right. The rest of it was all text and bullshit. I'm like, all right. So I had a superiority complex there where I was like, I'm the only one really producing GDP. The rest of you are consuming it. So,
and they're consuming your production.
And they're consuming 38% of my production.
Yeah.
Also, they could feel good.
You should have at least thanked you.
Yeah. Oh, I have a question.
All right. I might have an answer.
Speaking of people who just don't pay attention, you know, as I furiously bang away at keyboard, a fat white woman comes walking in with misbehaving, yelling children.
Yeah.
Three of them.
We have those.
Yeah. Little boy, maybe four. Little girl, maybe five or six. Significantly older gal, a young girl, 11 or 12.
Okay.
The 11 or 12-year-old girl is the most mature out of all of them, including the older woman, fat white woman.
Right.
And the fat white woman had a whistle and an ID tag around her neck. You know, like how your badge.
Yeah.
And you got, and so then it was a game. Parent or teacher?
Coach.
And it was real hard, but the kid spoke English, the little one spoke English and Spanish. The mom-ish looking woman also spoke Spanish. And I'm trying to think, special ed and ESL or mom? Israel? And so, of course, they sit next to me. And by this time, I know I'm not going to write anymore while they're there, because this is no wedding ring. Duh.
Nah, duh.
And the kids are running around. No, stop that. We don't do that. Like, no parenting, no discipline whatsoever. I'm just like waiting. I'm just like, kid, if you bump that coffee into my laptop, I'm going to fucking kill all of you. They make noise. Da, da, da. And I finally figure out, mom. because the kid said mom. I'm like, okay, this is the mom. My question.
Okay.
At the Department of Immigration, when men from wherever they are, and legal or not, we're not even going to delineate or discriminate here. You are coming here as an immigrant, period, legal or not.
Right.
When you cross our borders, or you come to the Department of Immigration, or whatever process you get here, are there people here with pamphlets that give you information that says, in order to be here, you must fuck and impregnate all our fat white women? Do they? Is that something that... Because I want to inform all the men coming here as immigrants, legal or not, that that is not the case. You do not have to, by law, find the first fat white chick, fuck her, impregnate her, and spit out three kids that run around and do all sorts of manner. You can have sex with good-looking ones.
Yeah.
If you can pull it.
Yeah, right? You can.
You could choose not to have sex. That's another thing.
That is an option.
Here's lots of options, lots of items on the menu for our immigrant friends, legal or not. You can have sex with a woman and, I don't know if the technology exists in these second and third world shitholes they come from, not get her pregnant. It's called birth control. You can have the joys of sex without the pain.
You can.
Right. I'm just wondering if, is I just want to know, is it propaganda the Trump administration says, here, fuck her. First fat white woman you find, fuck Bang her him. And impregnate her.
Knock him up.
Knock him up. Because I'm just wondering, it seems to be that way. I'm just wondering.
Well, that's how the Democrats generate more voters.
I know. So. But I'm trying to look out for the best interests of our immigrant male friends. And I just wanted to, you know, see if the government is indeed propagandizing them and lying to them that, you know, part of the American culture is you come here and you get a fat white woman pregnant. And that seems to be, maybe there's a government program or a training schedule.
Maybe they've been misinformed about the American dream. Maybe instead of getting a house, maybe they think the American dream is banging a woman as big as a house.
Maybe all that is left is fat white chicks in America. Maybe that's all they can bang. That's untrue. I saw one really cute redhead.
Okay.
She said, it was busy at the mall.
Why didn't you bring her? Damn. She'd been like, hey, great, you brought me chocolate instead of a redhead.
I'm of the Adam Piggott philosophy of...
Driving slow?
No, just, well, not only that.
In the left lane?
Him and Atham have to have a competition on who drives slowest.
We're really?
Yeah, we're going to see who. We'll get my 92-year-old grandma and Atham.
She'll
and,
be like the pace car?
No, she'll be in first place. Where was I going with that? It was real busy at the coffee store. But, yeah. And I just don't have an incentive. Like, you look at them, it's like, that's cute.
Yeah.
I don't want to bother even, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
How you doing?
Painful, stupid, mind-numbing shit I got to say to you and act like...
You're majoring in social work. You're a PhD in social work. Yeah. Yeah, I know. That happens most of the time. It's like, you're cute. And it's like, okay. Yeah.
When I was young, you know, it's like Lord of the Rings. Here's the ring. You got to carry the ring all the way to that mountain over there, the volcano, way off in the distance. Yeah. A lot of orcs.
Yeah.
A lot of walking.
Stuff. A lot of things between right. here and there.
Didn't they fight the trees? Were the trees were our friends? The trees were the friends in that one?
Never seen it, so I don't know.
You never seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
Okay. Well, there's, you know.
No, I know the general
Yeah, they have to
layout.
Put it in the volcano, right.
You got
right.
the ring.
Three movies worth. Long movies, by the way. Lots of battles.
Sure.
I know it was the orcs and the... Oh, the elves are the friends, too. We got to go to the elf place first. Then we got to go here. Now we look out for the orcs. Over the trees. Mm-hmm. This wizard hates that wizard. Get the bird in here. Here's the halflings. Golem.
He's Golem,
there. Yeah,
yes.
He's there trying to get the ring. Lots of long
stuff going
journey.
On. Yeah, journey.
To drop that damn ring in the volcano. That's the equivalent.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So there's a cute redhead way off in the distance.
I want to drop something in her.
And
there's all
and
this
there's
stuff
all
in
this
the way.
Shit.
God damn.
And truth be told, I'd rather fight orcs. You know, at least they're honest. I gotta go to Rivendell, talk to the elves. All right. You get some cool armor and some cool swords, some magic stuff happens, but
right.
I don't, you just, you remember it. You're like, I don't wanna, no, just no. I'm not even into it. Like, I would, you know, I'd be right. like trying to woo her to, oh, let me introduce you to my friend, the Great One, or, you know, I got some buddies, and it's just like.
Hi, I'm an author. And just tell her you're an author. She'll be like,
no, but.
What have you written? And you say, oh, I wrote some beautiful poetry.
Oh.
And I wrote this book called Worthless. So what are you majoring in?
And that's when her vagina dried up. You could, look, you got to do 100% of the work. The guy does.
Well, 110.
Yeah.
Because you got to make up for, not just do your share, but then you got to do extra for her.
In the olden days, I'll grant the Gen X gals this. If you, 8 out of 10 times, if you approached them, they wouldn't, they'd be like, okay, this guy's got some balls, let's hear him out. They provide you, they give you an audience.
Yeah, sure. They give you a shot.
They'd hear you out.
They'd listen.
They also didn't make you do all the work. They'd ask a question or something, not always, but every once in a while. So if you said something like, I'm an author, they would be curious and they would start asking questions. And then they'd carry a little bit of the load along the way.
Oh my God.
As I got older, and when I taught dance classes and the students were younger,
yep.
It was pulling teeth.
Yep.
Where they are literally lying there like, your job is to entertain me this entire time and do all the entertainment. And that volcano gets further and further away, and soon it's not a ring. It's a big-ass iron hula hoop, and it's a lot, very heavy. Right. And even having a conversation, like, here's how sad it is. I don't have any sexual aims with that cute redhead. I would. I mean, you know, obviously. Yeah. The cute redhead. But for my real-world aims, at most it would be a conversation. And even that is too taxing. Because it'd be like, you are operating from the premise, I'm supposed to entertain you this entire time.
Right. We're supposed to be clowns to
right.
entertain them.
And since it was so busy, I felt like Roosh in all of his analysis of the coffee store.
I was getting ready to go to Roosh, actually.
Minus the charts and the diagrams.
Yeah.
So I found a nice little corner, plug-in. It was great. I'm like, ching. So this cute brunette had to sit next to me because it was the only table available.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even look at her, dude. Didn't even look at her.
And how do you know she's cute?
Because there's the story.
All right, here.
So she sits next to me. I kind of think, okay, she's in shape because I see the general. It wasn't a sphere that sat next to me. There's some shape.
Planetoid.
Yeah, it was. There was a female figure. I could identify that much at least, but I was, you know, smoking my cigarettes, adjusting my French beret and writing ferociously. Furiously, sorry.
Yes.
Also, my alarm goes off because I had to set it for 2 hours because of the parking.
Ah, yes.
And I don't want to give up my good spot. So I do take my laptop. I do take my cell phone. And I turn around to her. I said, say, can you make sure no one takes my spot? She had her earphones and she takes off.
What?
And I said, can you make sure no one takes my spot? I got to go move my car. She's all, oh, okay, fine. And she was very cute. She was like 8 and a half, maybe 8 3/4. Very cute girl. So I go out, move my car, come back, reset up. She then moves the table and her chair down away from me. And there's no one to her left. And I'm just like, I'm not going to rape you. I've given you no attention. I've not even looked at you. I just asked you to watch my shit. And I don't stink. I am kept.
God.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, you hear it on the news or on the internet. Like,
no, that's, you know, yeah, you, that's how they are.
They're trained to think that you're a rapist.
Yeah.
Or you're
the assault. You spoke to them.
Yeah, I must. And I'm like, what am I, a leper? Yeah, I just, so. And that's another incentive not to,
yeah,
you know, like, I don't say boo to them.
Now, I haven't really kept numbers on that, but yeah, it's like, what, when I do approach girls, which I haven't done in a while, mm-hmm. I mean, well, I approached a couple of girls three, 4 weeks ago or something, mm-hmm. hit up two chicks in the same day, and both of them were actually very nice and very chatty and mm-hmm. very pleasant to talk to. It didn't go anywhere, but right. You know, it's not important. But they were very nice and chatty and pleasant, and we talked. But then, a solid maybe half the time, I get the same thing. It's like you go up and you say something, whatever. It's like, I like your shoes or, what the fuck ever it is that comes out of my mouth. And there's just this thing, like, I'm going to rape them, Many, many moons ago, I approached this one girl. This is on CSU campus during a class. And I start talking to her. And I mean, she literally Hitler. Wow. She was so terrified. She started trembling because I spoke to her. I'm just like, whoa. And so it's a toss-up if you're going to get, a normal one who will sit there and have a little conversation with you and then, say goodbye and whatever. Or if you're going to get a freak who thinks that, we're on the middle CSU campus. There's about 300 people witnesses. Around us right now because we're standing in the middle of the plaza. Yes, I might rape you right here and now. You should be terrified. Terrified.
And remove any of the sexual, romantic, or attraction dynamics of men and women. Where I'm coming from this from is men make up half the population and women make up half the population. And just to function and get along normally in society,
right?
I'd like to think I'm not making anybody uncomfortable by me merely sitting there or asking, hey, can you watch my stuff?
Right.
And apparently, I feel bad a little bit for them, but I'm not going to feel bad about myself. But imagine what that's like. Like, crowded area, you sit next to the guy. This was Fort Clary. I had my little flag. Mm. Fort Cappy right there.
Established.
Yes. People welcome, but please don't stink. That's about it. She sat next to me. And then it had gone through her mind that after I got up and came back, that she ought to move down a little bit because she was that uncomfortable sitting next to a stranger. And I'm kind of like, it's really got to suck to be your life where you're really that uncomfortable being around half the population. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to think, I'm no Hugh Jackman or George Clooney, but I'm not physically revolting. That was the bald-headed guy with the hair bun in the back that I saw. Holy soy, great one.
Oh, man.
Oh, the soy in this. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Bald-headed with a man bun.
Yeah. He pulled it all the way from the back of his hair, and what little hair he had on the side, he had a hair bun.
Right.
Kind of like what you aim for if you're going to shoot yourself through the mouth and commit suicide. That way you aim for this back part of your head. So you get all the key stuff.
Right, you want to get the important parts.
You
want to
get the important part. Maybe a little bit of the brain.
Front,
no, frontal lobes, you can still live. You don't want that. that guy was there. And just a ton of soy boys. I didn't want to bother me. So what do you want to do? Are you hungry? You want
to
get food?
I would love to get food. I've had nothing to eat today but about 3 pieces of chocolate and some potato chips.
Good. I'm in an ecstatic mood. You know why?
Because you're in Fort Collins. Because
there's no cats here. I was talking to the GF. I said, swear to God, if Great One took in one of those cats.
I was just thinking I should get a cat. See, I would throw you up.
Don't you have enough communal cats? Are they the same ones from the old place?
These are some new cats. I think they live in the building over there. I've seen a couple of different ones.
Do none of their owners take care of them?
No, I mean, they just out running around having fun.
In Salt Lake City, I saw a pug.
I'm sorry?
Well, no, but pug's a purebred.
Yeah.
And it was running around wild. I'm like...
Well, how do you know it was wild?
Well, that's the thing is, I'm like, well, pugs, they're kind of teacup dogs. You don't see pugs walking around by themselves.
Like,
they're not made for the wilderness.
No.
And it had a growth on its side, and its tongue was sticking up because it missed that tooth. And it is kind of mangy.
Oh.
And so I was like, I wonder. So I tried to get up there, and then he barked and scurried off. And then he ended up going to a really derelict-looking piece of property. I'm like, maybe that's where he lives. So maybe he is taken care of. But, yeah, apparently nobody takes care of their cats. They just let them out, and they get taken care of by the community. Well, no, that's what happened at your old place.
No. Cats are just out exploring for a while. They go home.
They go home?
They go home.
Don't cats, like, end up having more cats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you don't sterilize them.
So everyone sterilizes them, but then the cats go out and don't make more kittens. Okay. The nieces.
Mm.
I have a competitive uncle.
Yeah.
I got an uncle who competes against me.
Oh.
I'm outgunned.
Because he brings kittens?
Fucker cheats. You can't. It's a knife fight. He's not bringing a gun. He's bringing a AC-130 Spectre gunship to the battle. And here I am with my knife. So I do pretty good as an uncle.
Right.
Well, then they go. They had Thanksgiving early. So Lucifer and Geronimo go to the other house. And there's the other uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a farm.
Oh.
And on the farm, among goats and cows and horses, there's cats. Now, last year, a cat on the premises had a kitten. And
just one?
Just one.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe there were two, but there was a kitten. And so there's a picture of my niece. My niece. Not his niece. My niece.
You're a little possessive here.
Smile ear to ear. She had her pigtails on, rosy red cheeks.
Yeah.
She's got a kitten. A little two-year-old with a kitten. Well, they ended up coming back with a new cat because I guess there was a stray cat. They came back with another cat. And he's like, okay, yeah, take it, give it a good home. I don't have an inventory of cats. I don't have little kittens
You've lost.
Well, so then they go back this other time. Now another cat had six kittens, and I might even have the video, four of which are on the laps of my two nieces. And they're just in heaven. They're in a blanket of kittens.
Yeah, sounds great.
All I could do is bribe them with sugar and adventure and ice cream and rides on the motorcycle in the parking lot or going in the truck. I can't fight against kittens, let alone six of them.
That's the heavy guns right there.
Boy, I'm like, geez, I gotta up my game, but I don't know what. How do you beat kittens?
More kittens, I mean, but then it just escalates. It's like building up nuclear warheads, right?
I mean, you go puppies, but those are
those
take a lot more special care.
Yep.
And no doubt he probably does have dogs on the property somewhere. You know what else he's got that I don't? What a farmer's got. What? Don't give me that face. Don't. In the competition for the hearts of little 3 and 5 year old girls.
Oh, man. All right. I mean,
what do farmers usually have on the farm?
Well, I'm trying to think of something that appeal to the nieces. I mean, they have tractors.
Tractors
are tractor fun to drive.
Tractor rides, I ain't got no tractors.
Fuck yes.
I just got my pickup
tractors.
Truck. I was like, geez. They're up there.
Driving around on the tractor.
Well, he didn't.
He doesn't let him drive.
He doesn't let him drive it.
He's like sitting on his lap and driving.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
see,
oh, yes.
Yeah, that's...
I might as well be going against an astronaut. Hey, kid, want to ride in the space shuttle? There we go.
You don't let them drive the motorcycle, do you?
No.
So, they can drive the tractor.
Well, they don't... I let them drive the truck. It's not going anywhere, but... Yeah, I mean, like...
Damn, kittens and tractors. Yeah, you're fucked.
Uncle Cappy, he just let us ride in his truck, you know. Uncle Mike, that's not his name. Uncle Mike, he lets us go on the space shuttle. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Uncle Cappy. You know?
Damn. You're screwed, man.
Yeah, no, there's no way to beat him. One of them still comes, runs up, and gives me a hug.
The young one?
Yeah, the young one. Because the five-year-old has discovered the tablet. Mm. And now anything on the tablet... is more interesting and engrossing than anything else going around. It's so eerie it's so natural they go to it.
Wow. Brain already turning to mush.
DT took the tablets away from his kids.
Good. Go DT.
Go DT. Yep. Absolutely.
Very smart man.
Very smart.
That's always bad. If I had kids, they would go nowhere near that shit. They'd be like 14. And they'd be like, Dad, how come all my friends have cell phones?
And herpes.
And I'd say, because your friends don't have fathers.
Right.
That's why.
No, if
when can I get a cell phone? When you buy one with your own money.
When you are 18 and out of this house.
Right.
In the meantime, here's a flip phone.
Yeah,
you
here's
can call
a flip
me
phone.
With emergencies.
Exactly. You can dial 911 on this fucker.
Yep. Yeah, no, I... did I tell you I'm getting a flip phone?
No.
Yeah, so... I got enough emails and all that. They want to know if they can call me. I think it's boomers who don't want to do Skype.
No.
I don't know how. So for $16 online, I'm getting a flip phone again.
Nice. Yeah.
And then I will be able to, once I get the number, people can contact me directly.
Right.
Give for an egregious fee.
For your boomer number,
my boomer number. Yeah, but I was happy DT did that. But there's no way if...
I watch all... I'm sure you have friends, you watch them how they fail to raise their kids. I haven't seen anyone that raises their kids up to my standards yet.
Mm.
But, oh yeah, here's a tablet at 2.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I see it, the babysitting. You give them a cell phone or a tablet, and that's the babysitting.
Yeah. Or like, no, we're not going outside. Yeah, here, stay in. Here, watch this. Oh, here's some TV.
Yeah.
I'd be training them to be hiking buddies. That way I'd have someone to go with me. I'm like, no, the only reason you're here is to become a hiking candidate later.
To carry the canteen.
I expect you to keep up by the age of 13. 13, you're going to keep up. There's no handicapping me. You're going to be keeping up at 13.
Right.
Ideally, at 16, I'm going to have a hard time keeping up with you because you should be younger. But and they will be allowed to date boys. If I had daughters, they would be allowed to date boys when they turn 37. 37, and not a day earlier.
The boy or the daughter?
The daughter.
Okay.
I always wanted to have that moment where the nervous kid would come up,
right,
trying to court your daughter. Oh, geez, mister. And I always wanted to, like, you know, my dad had this idea. Unfortunately, my parents kind of fucked up the marriage, so he never got to experience this. But he'd be sitting on the patio polishing a gun.
Right.
Just clinging like, oh, hello, Jones. How are you? You here to see my daughter? Oh. Yep. You got to make sure these barrels are clean. Otherwise, they don't shoot right. You ever go hunting there, Jones? No? All right. Have her back by 10, not a minute more. You like the use of your hands, don't you, boy? Good son. We'll see you later. Just a embarrass. Now the kids that I do know that are of dating age, they're incredibly boring. They're also on their phones, but school is boring, work is boring. They have no goals. Why don't you try taking a college class? No, I don't like college. Well, you hate school?
Yeah.
We want it to be over sooner than later?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you take some extra classes at night or online so you can graduate a year or two early? I don't like school.
I'm like, what? The total lack of common sense.
Even one, I say, you know, you'd be done with college if you'd done it my way. I don't like school. But yeah, but now you got to go until you're 22.
Or you'll get a trade and not go to school. But that might involve work.
Yeah.
But I don't know what. They all wanted to save the world
and
be sociologists. No.
Did I tell, okay, the varmint, you know.
The varmint.
Did I tell you what you decided to major in?
I think you did, but I forgot.
Yeah. The book. Worthless, yeah, is dedicated
to the varmint.
To the varmint.
Yeah, I remember this.
Thought, this is totally the Obi-Wan, Anakin Skywalker thing. Like, this is, you were supposed to bring unity to the fight. And then she went to the dark side.
Yeah.
She is majoring in, I think it's convention studies, or convention management studies, or exhibition management studies.
Oh my God.
Where you manage conventions or exhibitions.
Oh,
of which
Jesus.
You have infinitely more experience in. Than she would, even after
God.
She... Yeah.
See, that's the sort of thing that drives me insane. Because that's the sort of thing... It's like, okay, that is a real thing that you could probably make good money at, but that's not something you fucking go to college for. If you just get a job with a company that does that,
right,
you can get paid to learn how to do it. Yeah, that is not college stuff.
Let me ask you this, because you're in that field.
Fuck.
Would you hire anyone
with a
degree and no experience in that?
Fuck no.
So have to have experience
in that,
right?
But the thing is, I'd hire that person, but they're going to start at the bottom.
Right. So my whole point is, why don't you just start at the bottom?
Just start at the bottom and save the college money.
Because I don't know anyone. Like, it was when I taught college, there was a thing called hotel management.
Yeah.
No one's going to put you in charge of a fucking
hotel. No, they're not. Yeah, you come out of college, you're 22. No one's hiring you to run a hotel.
The kid, honest to God, hope he didn't. I don't know if he listened to the podcast or whatever. But me and the GF went to a hotel just to get the hell out of my apartment. Because I had to see something different. Checking out. Young gentleman there. Oh, yes, sir. How was your stay? Oh, great. Fine. And I'll have that checking out. He's like, would that be all? And I'm like, no, that's it. Thank you very much. He's like, it's always good to have the captain. Or anything for the captain. I'm like, oh! I'm like, yo, girlfriend, come here. Come here. Here, say that to her. Say that to her. See, but he knows. I bet you he didn't get his degree in hotel management. I bet you he started out. I
bet, probably so.
And then now he's like the desk clerk or the maitre d' or whatever. I mean, if you start as a bellhop or janitor even. Then nighttime, you know, like Atham is the nighttime watchman, manager for the hotel. Then you get upgraded to days.
Yep.
All right. And then maybe you're doing a little back office accounting. And then after a couple of years of that, without a degree in hotel management, all of a sudden you're managing a hotel.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. It kills me that they, you know, I mean, that's yoga pants girl to a T also. You know,
she started at the bottom.
Well, no, she's going to college for whatever the fuck it is. It's not even event planning, but it's something related, you know, and she's getting, and she's got that attitude of, well, I need to start at the top. And she started at the bottom and she's doing okay, but she's been here for a year. And, like, she already thinks she should be running things. It's like, no, look, you're doing really good, but you need to calm the fuck down. You know, and you can just tell she has, like, this, I still haven't done the Yoga Pants Girl episode where I go to death, but we'll throw a little bit in. Like, okay, so how to explain it. So, you know, we work for the client, and we got to do all this stuff. We got to make all these things happen. And we got to have, like, the gaming table show up, and the DJ show up, and the band show up. And then the audio people show up. We got to load in the
catering,
audio.
Catering, all of that.
Right, catering, all this stuff, right? And everybody kind of shows up sort of when they want to. And then the client's got to show up. And we got to do a rehearsal when the client wants to. So all these things have to happen. And it's not working out because people aren't showing up on time and the, you know, whatever. And she says, well, I should just be in charge of all this. And I would just make a schedule and tell everybody when to show up. And I'm like, okay, listen. I like, first of all, you don't tell the client when to show up. The client tells us when to show up because they're paying us. But I'm just like, no, that is not how the world works. You're not just going to tell people when they're going to show up and they're going to show up.
Is Yoga Pants Girl cute?
Yeah, she's pretty
cute. That's why she thinks the world is going
to go up. Oh, no. Oh, dude, she's a princess.
Yeah, she thinks. Okay.
And the last time I called her a princess, it pissed her off.
Well,
because she's a princess.
If you call me a fat black woman, I mean, it's not really going to hurt
paying
my feelings.
For college.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She had a Beamer, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Daddy's paying for her college. She's a princess. But yeah, it just cracks me up that, you know, I've been doing this for almost a year now.
Oh, a year.
It's like, whoa, you need to calm the fuck on down.
What was it? Balance the lights? What did you call it? Because they got a... You were talking about... See, because I know you find this stupid, but this is more common than you think. Your listeners love this behind-the-scenes stuff. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
You're talking about the lights, like, you had to anchor them a certain way, or they would move, or there was something you told her to do with the lights, and there was a functional and practical reason for it, and I forgot what it was.
I can't think of offhand what you're talking about.
Maybe it was... Because of the heat of the lights, they had to be sinking the lights, or they had to be drooped down or lowered a bit. Ah, never mind.
Anyway, but the point is that she didn't do it. Is that what the story was?
No, I think she caught you. Like, you told her, you showed her how to do it, and she did it right.
Yeah.
And then you guys were setting something else, and she said, hold it.
Shouldn't we do it?
And you're like, oh yeah. She caught you.
Oh, no, I mean, she is. She's sharp. Yeah. I mean, she's not. That's why she's still working with me. It's been almost a year now that we've been working together.
Good.
I mean, she is sharp. She's smart. She's just has a very high opinion of herself.
See, and what's funny is there's going to be 1,000 other girls who are going to apply for that event. This is, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The event planning manager or convention manager industry, let me guess, predominantly headed up by women. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And... the ones who made it are now the pissed off Gen X women who are in their late 30s and 40s, yep. And they fought tooth and nail to get there.
And the fuck? If some little hot little 21-year-old buxom girl is going to... Okay, so there's going to be cat hatred.
Yes. Oh, there's...
These girls are so fucked. Yeah. They're so fucked.
No, I mean, in my business, most of the people we work for that are the client that we report to, that sign our check and tell us what they want,
right.
It's a solid 90% women. It's all chicks.
What did I do?
Uh-oh.
No, I know it's somewhere.
It's somewhere.
I brought it
in.
Did
you...
Did I leave it out? Dang it, now I gotta find my phone. You wanna pause that? Someone's gonna show you something.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we can pause while we search the phone. Gotta figure out how to... Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Gotta figure out how to work Audacity. I'm like Piggott.
We've already established that the convention management, event planning management, is dominated by middle-aged women.
Oh, yeah.
Who fought tooth and nail to get there.
And are not attractive. I promise you, there's not one client that I would bang.
So, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this great one. Do middle-aged, unattractive women like younger, hotter women? In general.
No. Only with, you know, like some barbecue sauce and some sea salt.
Okay, right.
Yeah, no, they hate younger women.
They hate younger women. What if the younger women are very pretty?
They hate them three times as much.
Right, okay. What if that was gunning for their job and they showed up with a degree in management?
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, what would happen to that person?
Yeah, she'd get destroyed.
Right, she'd get destroyed. The varmint now.
Oh, that's the
varmint. That's the varmint. Yeah, no, it started that tall.
It's that tall.
And it's not fun. It's a teenager.
Yeah.
So there, not only is the degree impractical, but with all these young women, because you said yoga pants girl is also an attractive young gal.
Yeah.
All these attractive young gals who want to just go into event planning management, they don't stand a chance.
Not a chance. Right. And yeah.
So this is... In my mind, tell me if I'm wrong, the environment that they're going to run into or the situation they're going to run into is going to be very similar to the Prada Wears Devils or Devil Wears Prada, where it's going to be the powerful New York marketing woman or the powerful New York fashion expert woman.
Yes.
And the thousands of young women trying to work for that person to get into that role, and that woman can just treat him like utter shit. Am I?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. I think when they're young, I think they've got the team woman thing going through their brains.
Okay.
And so I think when they're young, especially when they're cute, right, and they've never heard the word no,
right,
and everybody's always said yes to them and with them, and so I believe that young girls think that women are all in it together and with each other because, you know, because they haven't started getting old yet. Like if I told Yoga Pants Girl, you know, you do realize that, you know, older women hate you and all this other stuff and you're going to be like that. Right. She has no reference point for that. Right now she's like on Team Woman and
she's in college.
We're in college and we're going to go. And yeah, I just don't think they understand. They see like a 37-year-old woman with the job they want, and they think, oh, that 37-year-old woman is going to mentor me. Be like her.
She'll be my buddy.
Right. They don't understand that 37-year-old woman is terrified of her and is going to stab her in the back.
Sabotage every opportunity. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think they don't get that. They don't see that old women are going to sabotage them.
They
think old women are their friends.
You know what's great about all this is...
Not women.
Well, that too. God Almighty.
God Almighty.
At least a guy will come up to you and say, I hate your fucking guts. Oh, I'm going to kick your ass on the playground. At least there was some honesty in that.
Yes.
I have learned to accept this fate. Like, you wish the best for Yoga Pants Girl, right?
Most of the time, yeah.
And you know what? You even used the word. You even said, like, you are mentoring her.
I am attempting to mentor her.
Right.
Yes.
And what's ironic or funny is when women are the politically correct version, women want to be mentored by men. Oh, they mean just give me the fucking job and get out of my way. That's basically what it means. You actually are helping her out, giving these real skills and all that. You
despite claiming otherwise, are not a sexist. You're actually mentoring a young woman. You have the best interest for her at heart. I tried to get the varmint to go
into it.
I tried my best. I wished the best. I said engineering, military, in one ear out the other. No one ever listens. Yeah. But even though we care about these said people, what happens if they go there, they ignore the advice and they go right up against the wall and they turn around and there's like 18 knives stabbed in their back by all these like, what are you gonna feel bad? Like, oh my god. You're gonna be like, meh.
I tried to warn you.
Tried to.
I told you. Did the best I could. You didn't want to listen.
We're gonna go and relax and enjoy it just the same. That's when you know you've become a true mature male.
Right.
Is you just don't care anymore. You're like, nah.
Well, and you know, and another example of this, it's like all these girls getting these diplomas. Like, so Yoga Pants girl tells me, I'm getting this, my diplomas in whatever the fuck it is, which I forgot. She says, so with that, I can get all these different jobs with this diploma. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like all these jobs at the hotels and the venues. I say, well, okay, well, name a job for me that you can get.
Right.
Well, I could be this. I'm like, no, wait. But the hotel has somebody in that job. Like, no, I'm saying, tell me a job you can apply for that's available right now today that you think you can get with your diploma. That's the other thing I don't think they realize is that college tells them, oh, with this diploma, you can be this and you can be that and you can be this. But that doesn't mean there's an opening for this or that or that.
Or there are openings. There's just 7 applicants for every one job available.
Right, right. But but this doesn't even mean there's a fucking, you know, she said, well, we could, because there's one venue we work at all the time. And, you know, and she's like, I know some people who work here because we're in class together and I could get a job here. I'm like, what job? There's no job openings at this place.
Okay, here we go.
There's a fucking waiting list to get jobs here at this place. There's no fucking jobs. I give a shit what you're qualified to do. Someone has to hire you to do it.
Here we go. Hotel manager.
Yeah.
Median pay. This is somebody 10 years in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's the median pay of a hotel manager? Or lodging managers, I guess.
I'm going to go median. I'm going to say $42,000.
Nope, $53,000.
All right.
That's it.
I mean, it's still not great.
That's nothing. For a college degree... What you could have majored in, spend your time. That's bullshit. Let's try event planner, if that's even
If that's even in there.
You'd be surprised how thorough the Bureau of Labor Statistics is. I mean, you could search dog tail groomer. You know, just people who groom the tails of dogs. Right. BLS has it.
All right, now that'll be interesting to see this.
Event planner. Come on. Maybe if I hold it over here. The internet was really good
at the coffee
right
shop?
There.
Oh.
Meeting, convention, and event planners.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, after you do this.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Median?
Take a median. Median? 10 years in, you know? You're a seasoned event planner.
40s.
40s. $49,370.
All right, hold on.
There was a time I almost adjusted for inflation. I did adjusted for inflation. There was a couple years I made more than $49,000 teaching dance class.
Nice.
That's just going to community ed and faxing in some requests to show you how old it was when I did.
Do wedding planner.
Is that what Yoga Pants Girl wants?
No. But that's what a lot of them want to do.
There's just that's the huge one. There's no anchoring
in
the real world.
Here in Fort Collins, if you're talking to a girl under the age of 25, there's like seriously a 15% chance she either wants to be a yoga teacher or a wedding planner or a yoga teaching wedding planner. those are huge.
It also falls under event planners, but here's one from the Bureau of Labor Statistics: jobs in weddings and funerals.
Okay.
So they're one and the same.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. You're both dying.
That's been a joke for a long time. Yeah.
This is a PDF.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going
to. We got time for reading PDFs. All right. So, but wedding planner is probably
here,
in that vicinity.
Let's wedding planner job duties, education requirements.
Yeah. Oh God. See, once again.
Here, worse. 41,000. And right here, they already got... They already got schools that are offering degrees.
Oh, God. See, again, okay, wedding planning. It can be a legit job, but you don't fucking go to college for that.
And you know what else you don't do with it? Raise a family on it. Like, the second, if you're a woman and you have that job, and then you get married and you have a kid, you give that shit up. Right. And you go and you take care of your kid. Because if you actually pay for daycare, you are losing fucking losing money.
It's my dream. But it's my career. No, it's not a fucking career.
You're going to love the other chapters that I've written.
Oh, God. I wish you'd hurry up, because I am going to give a copy of this book to Yoga Pants Girl. She may hate me, but I'm going to give it to her.
Well, she's Gen Z, so it's not about her. It actually is.
Oh, yeah, she's a Zoomer.
Yeah, she's a Zoomer.
But isn't it about saving?
It is about saving the Zoomer, so she probably would like it.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what's a funny but welcome side effect of this book that I didn't realize? Chapter 3 is called Never Trust Anybody Over 30. Right. And I go into, like, look, the millennials didn't grow up in a vacuum. They were brought up by somebody. And it's the baby boomers. And I've always been meaning to write a book on the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. And not that this will be a substitute for it, but this chapter, it just destroys the boomers. It just... So I'm thinking, like, the millennials are going to love it because it rips apart the boomers. The boomers are going to love it because it rips apart the millennials. Gen Zers are going to love it.
Because it rips apart everyone.
And Gen X is going to be like, yeah!
How come we're not in it?
Well, we're such an insignificant generation. It doesn't really matter. But it is, when I'm writing it, it is coming out like, wow, that was really harsh, Aaron, what you wrote. I mean, it was like, wait a minute. Oh, that fucking happened. It's true.
It's true.
That's how bad it is. So fuck the boomers. And it's
harsh, but true.
It's not harsh. It's true. It's kind of like, because you can't, you know, half of them get divorced.
Yeah.
43% born out of wedlock. Fuck you guys. Just fuck you guys. What was I going to look up? I'm just going to look up welder.
Oh. Oh.
$41,000. Really? That's it?
Huh.
That can't be right. Still think welding's better than that crap.
Wedding planner.
Hang on, look up baristas.
$41,000.
You know what? With tips, they probably do. I bet you they make just as much. Food and beverage serving related workers. I wish the Bureau of Labor Statistics just came up with baristas. $22,000 an hour. How much would that suck? You go and get your degree, and then you end up working in the coffee store for $22,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And despite having a college education, you actually believe it's George Bush, Donald Trump's fault now. It's Donald Trump's fault.
Some Republican.
For that 8 years in between Trump and Bush, we didn't know whose fault it was.
No, well, that was still Bush's fault.
Oh, it's still Bush's fault. Okay. Right. Right. That's how it works. The old Republican carries over.
It does.
Until
it
the next Republican, over. Then as the next guy's fault. Right.
Well, remember when Trump took over and things were going good for a while, people were saying, well, that's just the after effects of Obama. So, yeah, it's always the president before that's to blame or responsible, depending.
Well, shall we get food before it gets too late? Because it's almost 8 o'clock.
It is.
Sounds plus, I got to move my car and you got to show me where to move it so I can park and not get towed.
Yeah. You will. Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Cool. You can throw this up on your channel. That way you don't have to do a podcast.
Hell yeah, man.
I can just pilfer it off of yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do that.
All right, we done?
Yeah, good. Toodles.
Toodles.